Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Learning Curve Webcomics Podcast. I'm your host, Joe. And I know it's been a little while. It's been about 2 months that I've been off, not recording anything or putting anything together for the podcast. But first, I just wanted to say that the Learning Curve is a webcomics podcast, which is about sharing ideas about webcomic design, webcomic creation, whether it's lettering or storytelling or what programs that you use, that type of thing, that we can share together. You can contact me or I can contact you guys, or mainly just contacting me through my social media. I'm going through either my email, which is PiscesConcepts@hotmail.com, or going through Facebook on my Pisces Concepts website, on my site there, or on Twitter, at Pisces Concepts. You can look for it that way. I also have my webcomics blog, which is PiscesConcepts.com, or you can go on SmackGs.com or the DuckWebcomics.com and look up the Shield of Justice, where I post my archive pages on there as well, so you can catch up on the story. Mainly the stories about the Shield of Justice, which I don't know if I've talked about. I've talked about it before. I haven't really gotten into a lot about it, but it's basically about a police officer in the quote-unquote near future, where he's the main character, and he's focused on what he can do to redeem himself from an accident that he was a part of, and what can he do to get his life back on track while being a better police officer. So I've been working on that since I've started doing webcomics. This is the only one that I've done. So just take a look, check it out. You can leave comments or constructive criticism about it. I'm all for it. I want to get better. And there's no other way to do it than to ask for opinions from others. So whatever you want to do, it is fine. And I just thank you in advance for the ones who are going to do that. So just thank you in advance. So, with that being said, first I just wanted to get into what this one is about, because this one is actually going to be a bonus podcast because I've been off for the last 2 months, I said. So this one will be going up on the 5th of May, because right now it's the 3rd of May, and this will be going up on Sundays now. That's one of the new things that I wanted to discuss was with Pisces Concepts News. This is what this is mainly going to be about today. Is about the Pisces Concepts itself. Just wanted to put that out there, where this is what it's about. It's going to be on Sundays now. This one will be up on the 5th, and then the next one will be up in 2 weeks on the 19th of May. And this will be going up on the same day that I put up my webcomics pages, in particular the Shield of Justice. That's what I've been working on. So just to pay attention to that, I'll put it up on all my social media and everything, so whoever doesn't listen to this can catch that too. It's going to be put up there at the same time now. So it'll be at some point during the day. I'll try to do it as early as I can on Sunday, but I do have schoolwork that I work on and other things that I do on Sunday. So that's just when it's going to be up. So if it's not that morning, it'll probably be that afternoon or maybe even the evening time when I'll post it up there. So focus more on getting that together. There has been some information that I've been looking at when I'm putting my notes down about the Learning Curve, the podcast to put together. I try to write down some notes or as many notes as I can to pare it down. It's particularly about webcomics. What should I talk about in this one, or what type of things should I'm going with? And I'm still relatively new with this, so I'm working on what should the main topics be. Should it be like one particular theme that I should go with in the podcast, keep it as a regular and add new things to it as I go. So it's a lot of stuff that I'm still working on. But like I said, with this one, with this bonus one, it's about like just some news with Pisces Concepts. That's the handle that I work with when I do my webcomics. The most important thing that I'm looking at, like I said, is just being more active as far as things that's going on in the Pisces concept stable that I'm working with. And in particular, the webcomic itself, The Shield of Justice. Now, I've been working on this since I started learning about webcomics and creating webcomics. This has been it. This has been my starting point. I've altered and evolved things from the notes that I've written at first. And I've just been working on it since then. It's been years since I've been working on this. Some has been on and off. And that's not something I wanted to do. I wanted to do more of it, but that way. But, you know, things happen. And then there's times where I just didn't feel like doing it. I'm going to be honest. I've been tired or lazy, if you want to call that. And I'll admit that. Or there's mornings that I put together. Sometimes I can't do it because of work and I have to go in early. And then there's times where I have time and all I want to do is watch TV and just relax and get ready for work at that point. So I own that. And there's times I just looked at the computer like, I really don't want to do this today. I'll do it tomorrow or I'll try to do it later. And that's what it came down to. So it's either one of those two things or I have to do something in the morning that I can't stay around for. So it's things like that. Mainly I put it on the fact that I just didn't feel like doing it at times. And I think that happens more often than not. So I do put that out there as something that I've really been trying to work on. And I took this little time off because there has been some life things that's been going on. But I really just wanted to look back and think, like, what am I not doing that I should be? And it is a grind with everything that goes on. And I'm not making an excuse for it. It's just that there are things that's going to happen that I can't do the webcomic like I want to. Because I really would like to have more time to do it. But the time that I have put in, like in the morning, which is really good for me before I go to work, is a great time to do it. And that gives me some time. It makes me feel productive when I do work on this or doing things for the webcomic and things like that. So that is a good time for me. Nobody else is here in the house and I got time to think and just to really to get lost in the artwork. So that's really when I get going, or if I have free time in the afternoon, which is kind of rare, because at that point I'm just really trying to relax more and I'm not really focused into webcomic creation time, because that's more towards other things. So I really had to step back and look like I need to get going. You know, I had a friend of mine who I was telling him about another idea that I have, because I get a lot of ideas that I put down on paper and then I put them in the computer and then I just file them away for later, and then really later never gets here because I don't make a goal to get to it. I just kind of stick with it and put it there like, okay, I'll get to that at some point. And I was telling him about this plan and I told him like it doesn't have legs yet, but this is just an idea that kind of came to me like when I was in a grocery store for another webcomic idea. And he just kind of texted me back, and we always do that. We bump ideas off of each other. And he was just like, look, you need to put some legs to this thing and get to it. And he just kind of left it there. And I'm like, you know what? He's right. he's right. Why am I just putting this away? Or is this going to sit there and rot and not do anything about it? So I really, like I said, the time that I was off, I really was focused on get on this webcomic, get this stuff together, and stop waiting on it. Like, what are you doing? So I have been grinding on that, on the Shield of Justice. I got a lot of them done, a lot of the pages done. And the reason why is because with this other idea that I've had, I've written it down. I've done research on it. I'm not going to say what it is yet. I think I have before. I gave a little bits of it. And I really do like this idea. And it's something that I want to work on coming up next. And so for that reason, I've been working really hard on the Shield of Justice, because I have 3 more pages left of this current story. And then I'm going to be ending it there, at least for a little while. And I am going to have a goal to get back on the Shield of Justice to finish the third part of the third volume, is what I call them. I have 2.5 volumes done of the Shield of Justice. And I'm really in the home stretch, really, with the third part, because I have part 1 of it is done. part two of this I'm working on now with the new script. And then I have to make a whole another script for the third part to finish it out. And I do have a really good idea of what I'm going to do to finish it. But there's so many ideas that I have that I want to go in another route with, that I've set up this script for the Shield of Justice now, which I have 3 pages left to do on, that this is just going to be in the end of it for right now. And I'm okay with that. That's really something that I really kind of struggle with. Like, I should just go ahead and finish this. But after talking to my friend about it, I look back on some of the things that I have written in the computer. And I'm just like, well, yeah, this is something that I really should be working on. There's a lot of other ideas that I think will be really good to work on. And I'm actually really excited about as well. So I'm going to be, like I said, in the Shield of Justice after this one. I'm still going to be posting this up on a regular time. I got enough pages where I can put one up for a while. And I should have enough to run through, I believe, September or October with the new stuff. I believe it's September with the new pages, because I post up once a month. So I should have enough to do that with. And then it'll move on to the next phase or the next project that I want to work on, the next webcomic idea. So I'm excited about the Shield of Justice, of course, and I've been working on this for a long time, and I just want to move on to the next part. And it's nothing against the Shield of Justice. I feel like there's a lot that I haven't developed yet. That's the one thing that I want to work on, is just developing my characters more and putting that and making that relevant in the story. And with the Shield of Justice, I love what I've done with it, but I know I could have done better by putting a little bit more time in to develop the characters more, especially my main character, Lieutenant Gabriel. And that's why in the third story, I was going to pull up. It was a lot that was going to come out of that. And I have the idea, and I know how I want it to look, and I will end up typing this up and putting it in there so I will have it already set. The plot is already there. I just have to do the script for it now. So I have the plot already written. I can go back and change the plot a little bit of the last part of the Shield of Justice in part three. But I can always go back to it because I know how I want it to look in the script. So I can always do that and rearrange things and change things up. So I have that idea there. But like I said, this is the only one that I've been working on. So this next one, I feel like will make it work for me a little bit better, because I'm going to put more development behind it. And when I started the Shield of Justice, I'm still learning, but I was just brand new in it. So I knew how I wanted it to look, but I was still learning more about the programs that I'm using. I've gotten new tools that I use now. Forward. I've upgraded a few things, which I will talk about in the next podcast. It's not this one. Like I said, this is about just Pisces Concepts itself. So I'm learning as I go. And like I said, the more that I learn from other people, and I go on Facebook and I look at, I'm into groups there and some groups on Twitter, and I look at what other people are doing as far as like webcomics go, what their creations are, how they're doing it, and trying to implement that on what I know. And I try to pass on what I know. They ask questions about that I may know about, I go on there and answer it. So it's really been beneficial to me, because I've been learning a lot about webcomic creation, and I want to learn more, and I just got to stick with it. So I've been putting in a lot more time on it as far as what do I need to do better. And I have no problem saying, like, I got work to do. I have a lot of work that I need to work on as far as, like, the storytelling part. And I'll be doing more about that on this one. And I really think with this new story, this new project that I'm working on for this new webcomic, I'm not going to rush it. And I rushed it a bit with the Shield of Justice when I got started, because I was really excited. And I didn't know what I know now. So that'll definitely help me out more. I will be posting pages, or I'll be posting some character designs that I'll be working on for the new characters in this story. And I put a lot of effort into looking this stuff up too. So I'm going to be looking up even more. And like I said, I'm not going to say what it is, but I just wanted to, I want to get this developed and have an in-game to this, an in-game story to that. So I'm really excited about it. I have a lot of ideas about this new project, the new webcomic, and I'm ready to roll with it. But I'm also excited because I'm finishing up the Shield of Justice. I never really thought I'd say that anytime soon, but you know, like I said, I'm good with that. I've taken it this far. I can add more to it, of course. There's other characters that I created that I haven't put into the stories yet, and I can go back to it. I definitely feel like I will go back to the Shield of Justice at some point, but I really want to move in another direction, and I feel like this direction is a good way to go. So I will be working on that more, and it's like I said, with working with like more Pisces concepts, I want to get more involved in developing, you know, things to push it out there more. Because like I said, I do this for fun. I don't do it for pay. And I want to get more exposure to it. So I've worked on more things to help with that. Like I've gotten a better, video editing software that I've downloaded. I believe it's Filmora is what I've heard. I know people have heard of that, but if you have any things about that, you can let me know that too, about how that works for you. If you like it, if it's too easy, too hard, or something like that, just let me know. But I'm going to be looking more into that too while I'm developing this thing for the new project I'm working on. I'll be looking more into that, putting some more things out there that way, with Pisces concepts in mind, just things like that. So that's just a part of it. And I'll talk about that more in the next podcast as well. But like I said, with the Pisces concepts things, I've dabbled in a few things like augmented reality. What is that about? I've been looking at that more often. Because like I said, I know I have 3 more pages to do coming up because I just finished a page this morning for the Shield of Justice, so I got 3 more to go. So it's coming up, and I'm just looking to do more things now for Pisces concepts instead of just one, which is the Shield of Justice, which I love, but I'm ready to take that next step into, you know, like augmented reality type stuff to work on. Even the one thing I was also looking at is doing motion comics. I definitely want to get into that. I still have the updated software that I've had before, I think, from Motion Artist, that I want to dabble into with that too. So I'm going to look at that while I'm doing more development notes too on this new project. So be on the lookout for that too, because I'll be looking more, getting into that, and it'll be posted up more, and I'll be updating that as I go along with it. So anybody have any ideas about that? If you work in augmented reality or work with motion comics before, I really want to look into that as well, put more emphasis on that. Like I said, I've dabbled in it. I've downloaded a few things and just toyed around with it, but I haven't really gotten my hands in it yet. So looking forward to doing that. So it's like I was saying before, I wanted to keep this shorter than normal. So I just wanted to update people on how that goes. Also, for Pisces Concepts, I was looking around for possibly another web page to put up Pisces Concepts, possibly. I'm always looking to see if there's anything out there. So if there's anything that you guys know about, just for my own site, because I do have my own site through WordPress, and I do love WordPress, but I just wanted to see if there was anything else out there that I should be at least looking at. Just to look at and see if it's different, if it's harder to work with, that type of thing. But like I said, this is just a special edition podcast that I put out there. And I just wanted to, you know, put that out there. Wanted to thank everybody who's been looking at this on the websites that I posted it up for, Pisces Concepts for so long, and the Shield of Justice. Like I said, it's just coming to an end for right now, because I'm moving in another direction with my webcomics. and things that's involved with Pisces concepts. So I want to thank you all for who are involved in that, and stay tuned for more updates on this. But I really felt like I wanted to get this out there to let people know that I'm still here. I'm still doing what I love with this. And I'm just going to keep doing this until the wheels fall off of this thing. So I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing and just continue to work harder to be better. So with that being said, just wanted to end this real quick. Just wanted to end this up for the Learning Curve podcast. If you got any questions, any comments, go to any of my websites that I've tagged already. You know, you can go on PiscesConcepts.com, probably the easiest way to do it, where you can check out my archive stuff and see what I update and things like that coming up in the future. And also on Facebook, on Twitter, Instagram as well. You can go on there. You can also go on SmackJeeves.com, look for Shield of Justice, and also look up. You can also look up the Duck webcomics. Excuse me. So it's the Duck webcomics you can look up to for my archives pages that I put up there. So I just want to thank you all again. And like I said, this is a new time slot. It's coming up on Sunday, so be on the lookout. If you are subscribing, you'll get the notices when they come up. And if you're not, what are you waiting for? Go ahead and sign up. You can get these on a regular basis. But thank you guys again, and be blessed.